it's just come to me in spurts in the last little while, and I hope I can get it all together. But as I questioned him about tonight's service, I felt a keen sense of concern about people that seem to be able to just sit and listen, and I think they possibly enjoy the ministry. But that's not what I mean. I'm not here so you'll enjoy my preaching. I'm here so that that preaching can do you some good. If that preaching doesn't jar adults and young people to make a move for God, I'm doing nothing but entertaining. And you know that's the truth. If I can help sustain you in this last day, well, I'm glad to do it. But really and truly, I really would like to see people get stirred up enough that they'd just break loose and make a move for God. The hot weather don't bother me. It bothers me physically, but really consciously, I'm not even aware of that problem. I didn't even notice last night that I was sopping wet until I knelt down to pray after I'd preached. And then I noticed my clothes were just sliding over them. They just kind of were sticking to me. And I said, well, I didn't realize it. What's wrong? Did I struggle that much? And I'd forgotten about the air conditioners being out. I didn't know it at that time, I guess. But I'm just not conscious of that. Because after all I think about is getting that message out of me into your hands. And I want to do that. Sister Franks is here tonight. She told her husband told me something one time when I was just a young preacher. Brother Franks was standing out by the old Kendrick Ferry Church, and he punched me in the chest. He said, you know, brother, he said, I used to worry about preaching a lot. He said, but I got convinced that if a man reads the scriptures and studies and then prays about it and puts it in the hand of God, it's God's problem then if that man will do everything he can. And I've just kind of tried to lean on that ever since. I try to do my best to get the Word in me, to pray it in me, and then I leave it in the hands of God. But I've been concerned about the response. I want people to make a move for God, really and truly. And I'd like to express this as I begin the message tonight. I wish that, and I know this is off the cuff. To you it sounds probably just a little bit maybe immature, but I wish that every young person in this house tonight, before I finish preaching or before the service is over, I wish every young person here would be in touch with God. I wish that. There are some young people here tonight that like this church. They're enjoying coming to church here. I wish that before this service is over tonight, they had given their hearts to God. There are some precious young people over here to my left, and then others just kind of interspersed among the congregation tonight, that you love this church, you love God, you really like the Word of God, but you are not really where you ought to be with the Lord. And I wish before this service was over that you'd get there. And I'm just saying that out of my heart. That's not something I'm saying because of my profession. I'm saying that out of my heart. This is a service tonight where we're going to try to reach people. We're not here just to display our talents and abilities, but we're here tonight to reach people. I've examined preaching a little bit. I'm going to read my text in a minute, but I've examined preaching a little bit. And basically, preaching is the same. Either you preach a message that we rejoice and we shout about, or you preach a message that is one that puts everybody in another frame of mind where they can consider themselves unfortunate to be lost, and then they want to get right with God. But what we do, we just change subjects and we talk about